Weatherford Mayor Paul Pascal joins us on the Wake Up Crew this morning to talk about the city and how it's been coping with the COVID-19 virus and with businesses opening back up today. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Mike. How you doing today?
Doing good. How about yourself?
Great. Considering, thank you for having us on this morning.
Well, we're glad you took a few minutes to join us. Let's talk a little bit about the situation in Weatherford, as, of course, in a lot of cities in the state of Texas. It's been a little different here in the last 6 to 8 weeks. So how has Weatherford and its citizens been coping with the virus over these last few weeks?
Well, as optimistic as possible, although at times, Mike, as you know, that's been difficult. We're fortunate in the city of Weatherford. We've not had a tremendous spike of cases. Right now, we just have 11 active cases in Parker County total. So we feel real fortunate about that. But from a city aspect, you know, we've been prepared and planned for emergency situations for years and years. This one, while being a little bit different, still requires some of the same fundamental practices of public safety and communications and those things. So a lot of the plans that were on a shelf and that were established have been pulled down. Some things have been activated, and so the professional staff of the city of Weatherford's done a great job communicating with our citizens.
Well, let's talk a little bit about how the government has been running. Of course, it's been different, I'm sure, day-to-day operations. You've probably had some closures with public walking into government buildings and such. How has that been different for the city?
Sure. For the most part, some of the recreational facilities clearly have been closed to the public. The library has been closed, our public library, although there's a great ability to log in and do things remotely from there. And then they've had drive-up services available to our citizens. City Hall has remained open while just one entrance has been open. They've been scanning for temps and documenting everybody that walks in. All of our public safety facilities have been closed to the public, but those functions have not diminished at all. They've been fully serving our citizens, police, fire, transportation, and road services, and those items. So while being a little different, the services provided have not decreased at all for our citizens.
Well, you know, every day you go through just running a city, and I'm sure you talk to a lot of citizens of Weatherford. Tell us about what's the public saying? What are some of the calls you get? What are their concerns when they talk to you, Mayor?
You know, they run the gamut. They run from emotional to angry to scared to seeking information. And so every call is different. And what my focus is to listen, understand, and then if they need to be redirected to get information or help in many cases, that we're able to do that. But the underlying tone that I receive from the citizens in Weatherford is that they really wish that we had more local control to make decisions for our businesses. And while Governor Abbott is in a difficult position dealing with as many counties and different situations as he has, we feel like in Parker County, we wish we had more autonomy to make some more decisions for our businesses reopening in a safe way.
You know, we are hearing that from different cities or different counties we've talked to as well, too, because every county is a little bit different in the state. This is a big state with many different counties. And as you mentioned, situations that may be going for one county may not be the same for Parker County.
Absolutely. And again, I don't envy Governor Abbott's position. We do as a city, as a council, and as mayor, and I believe the Parker County Commissioners have agreed to do the same. We are supporting the decisions that he's made. While we don't agree completely, we support him, and we don't envy his position. And we will comply, and we will educate people to the best of our ability and hope that the numbers are sustained in a low fashion, where we can expand that opening as safely in the future.
Okay, Mayor, today the state opens back up retail stores and restaurants. Some businesses still have to remain closed. So let's talk about how you anticipate Weatherford opening back up today, and not only today, but in the coming days.
Yeah, I think the tone today is going to be excitement. I think mixed with disappointment. I think there's excitement that some restaurants can open. I think they'll do that safely and responsibly. I think there's some disappointment that they can't open up beyond that 25% of occupancy. I think there's some disappointment from the health and beauty industry. I think there's a lot of sole proprietors in that industry that need to work desperately and that they're greatly disappointed. So this is a bittersweet moment for the citizens of Weatherford.
Will City Hall be open back up with city services where people can just walk on in, or how's that going to work?
Yes, sir. That's never stopped. We've just gone from two entrances to one. But starting on Monday, both entrances will be reopening. and the scanning for temperature when you enter will be ceasing.
Any advice for the residents of Weatherford as the city opens back up and moves into this new phase of this virus situation?
You know, I'm very hesitant to offer advice to adults and business owners, but I can tell you what I think, Mike, and I think that's what you're asking, is that let's move strategically and slow through this process. Let's continue to be patient with our family members and with one another. I think the worst thing that we can do as a community is progress too quickly and have to revert backwards in this process. I think that would be more detrimental economically and mentally and socially and relationally than opening up a little more slowly.
You know, as a first-year mayor, I'm sure you have to say it's been quite interesting so far. Maybe not quite what you expected in your first year of office.
No, it's not been, but I know that I'm where I'm supposed to be doing what I'm supposed to be doing as a public servant. And the fortunate thing about being the mayor of the city of Weatherford is and I don't say this because this is what you're supposed to say, but I'm on a great team of council members that are driven to do the right thing for the citizens. And the staff at the city of Weatherford is first class, and I'm honored to be on this ship.
Mayor Paul Pascal of Weatherford, thanks for joining us on the Wake Up Crew and updating us on the city. We really appreciate your time this morning.
Anytime, Mike. I hope to stay in touch.